I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There's been a lot of discussion about reducing our dependence on oil, especially foreign oil, in this election campaign. Spain has an ambitious program to encourage solar power. A lot of the program depended on government subsidies. Now those subsidies are being cut. And as The World's Jerry Haddon reports, the solar energy industry is in distress.
Spain's vast solar farms, like this one, tend to be in hard-to-reach places. After driving several miles along a dirt road into the foothills of the Pyrenees Mountains, you eventually reach this field, filled with giant black panels. The 25 square panels here rotate like flowers, keeping their faces to the sun. The farm produces electricity for about 50 houses. In all, solar power produces juice for about 750,000 Spanish homes. Power expert Noé Mas of the University of Lleida surveys the scene. He says the industry has grown from nearly nothing in just 2 years' time. Lots of sunshine is one reason, he says. High subsidies are another. He says there's been a huge solar boom because the cost of producing the panels has come down recently, but the government has kept paying the same amount for the power produced by them. That's generated more profits and record investments in the sector this year, but things, he says, have gotten out of control. Spain pays above market rate for solar power to meet its ambitious goals for renewable energy, but the government apparently has been too generous, and with the economy now flirting with recession, it's cutting back. As of October 1st, any entrants into the solar power industry will get 35% less per kilowatt. Tomás Díaz says that price will cripple the industry, just as it was coming into its own. Díaz is president of the Solar Power Providers Association. He says this will cause a loss of investment in Spain amounting to $9 billion. Companies will lose about $1 billion and lay off about 20,000 workers. Díaz says his association does support a modest reduction in government support over time. But the government argues it has no choice but to make a big reduction. It complains it was caught off guard by the gold rush its generous payments set off. The price cut is a bitter pill for the sun sector, but the new regulations for solar energy do contain something the industry likes, and that's flexibility. From now on, the government will be able to respond to market conditions in real time and adjust its price up or down before things get out of balance. But that's small consolation, given that nearly half the country's solar power workers are now likely to get pink slips. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.